FM 90.3 WJTL, Francesca Battistelli and Stephanie Gretzinger's Defender, Ellie Limebeer's What Love Looks Like Before That. Good morning. Happy Thursday. It's 7:04.
And we here at WJTL have a way for you to stay up to date with how area churches are broadcasting or ordering their services during this season. You just click the COVID-19 Church Updates banner. It's where the Storm Crew banner usually is located at WJTL.com. Churches, you can email stormcrew@WJTL.com to get your update posted.
And this morning, our very special guest is Brian Ludwig. Brian is the owner of Hershey Farms in Strasburg, but he's also an author of a brand new book called Panic Attacks Calming the Storm. Brian joins us on the phone this morning. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Fred.
Wonderful to have you on the radio. Anybody you want to say hello to?
I better say hi to Karen and Christine and Ella, who all called to make sure I was awake this morning.
Ah.
Better throw my mom in there and tell all my employees at Hershey Farm and, you know, to our Bible study group.
Well, it's very cool.
Yeah, that should do it.
Yeah, now you've written this book, Panic Attacks, Calming the Storm. Why did you write this book, Brian?
Panic attack is so brutal for the people who actually experience it that I often knew that, you know, once I finally get out of that, I knew I was called to write a book on it, because it's funny, back in 1992, there wasn't nearly as much written, and you didn't have access to all the social media you do today. But I just knew that I wanted to offer people freedom. And so I wrote a book that not only would help them get free, but also something they could give to friends and relatives to help the friends and relatives understand what they were going through. Because that's what's really tough for people. They don't understand what is going on with the person, you know, that they know, and they know is normally everything okay. And all of a sudden, they deal with this debilitating panic and things like that.
Yeah. Now, you...
And then actually...
Go ahead. You go.
Well, actually, the book then... I actually thought I was done writing about... And then... Holy Spirit just blessed me and says, by the way, you're halfway done. We're going to do a whole nother section. I was going to wrap it up with one chapter kind of, you know, speaking about my spiritual growth and how this helped through all that. But then it actually went to a whole second journey where I wrote on how people can overcome spiritual confusion, which kind of follows along with this. And, you know, questioning, is God in control, and why did this happen to me, and all that kind of stuff. So it's actually kind of like a two-part book in it. Yeah, I thought I was done, but I wasn't, and it turned out to be like 300 pages, and yeah, it was a joy to write.
Oh, that's awesome. We're talking with Brian Ludwig. Brian is an author. He's written a book called Panic Attacks, Calming the Storm. Brian, where is your book available?
Well, over all the normal sites, but you can also go... We're actually setting up a website called SeekingPeaceAndJoy.com. And what this is, we're offering on there where people can give testimonies. But I think what's really unique about it, we're offering a place where people can call in or email us for specific questions, okay, when they're dealing with panic attack and that kind of thing. And I try to take this, I try to have it set up where I have great help from a lady named Karen, and she monitors this, and we try to get the questions answered so that, you know, people feel like they have somewhere to go to when they get attacked with something like this.
Brian's book, Panic Attacks, Calming the Storm, is for anyone who experiences panic attacks or has, or for any family or friends who have someone in their life like that. It's available online at Amazon and all the Barnes & Noble and all those places. But also you can find out more information at SeekingPeaceAndJoy.com. Coming up, we'll talk more with Brian. We'll delve into the book and about some of the things he found that helped him with his panic attacks on the way. Also, a praise and worship block just around the corner. We'll kick it off with Building 429.